We are continuing today, Meretz Hashem, in Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 2, the 7th Mishnah. The Mishnah says as follows, Hua Yo Omer, he used to say, this is actually a very packed Mishnah, Mar Bebaser Mar Berimo, the more meat, literally the more flesh, the more worms. Mar Benechasim Mar Bedaigo, the more possessions, the more worry. Mar Benoshim Mar Bekshafim, the more wives, the more sorcery. Mar b'shvachos mar b'zima, the more maidservants, the more immorality. Mar b'avodim mar b'gazel, the more slaves, so the more servants, the more theft. Mar b'torah mar b'chaim, the more Torah, the more life. Mar b'yeshiva mar b'chochma, literally the more sitting. The more wisdom. Mar be'etze mar betvuna, the more advice, the more understanding. Mar betzdaka mar beshalom, the more charity, the more tzedaka one gives, the more peace. Kana shingdov kana liatzmo, if you acquire a good name, ultimately you acquire it for yourself. Kana lo divrei Torah, kana lechai chayei ha'olam haba, if one acquires Torah, then one ultimately acquires life in the world to come. So much, much to discuss here. Let's begin to unpack this Mishnah with Rabbi Yonah. So first he says as follows. Baser Marberim, what does it mean? The more flesh, the more meat, the more worms. So the Rabbi Yonah writes, Adam Yosef. So this is interesting. So the way that Rabbi Yonah understands this is that often people think that the longevity is solely based on taking physical care of yourself. And as long as you literally feed the body, then ultimately, again, you'll live a long life. And here the Mishnah says that often just by, if all a person is doing in life is feeding the body, and there is no corresponding nourishment of the soul, then all one is creating is more for the worms to feed on after a person leaves this world. Longevity, a healthy life, is not just based on feeding the physical, but ultimately nourishing the spiritual as well. So Mishnah is also teaching us about priority. So often, again, we put emphasis and priority on our physical needs, but just understand that those physical needs, while they serve a temporal purpose, ultimately, again, at the end of the day, that which we acquire physically, of our own personal physicality, after 120, really just turns to dust in the earth. Important lesson about prioritizing the important things in life. Next, Mar Benechasim Mar Bedaigo. So this is incredible. He says, what does it mean? The more possessions you have, the more worry. So this one is pretty self-explanatory. He says, Al Yachshov Ki Al Kvod Ashro V'Rav Nechasim Yivale Yamav B'Tov U'Shnosa Ben Imim. So a person thinks, you know what? The more stuff that I have, the nicer and more pleasant my life will be. But the truth is, the Mishnah teaches us that often that's not true. Often that's not true, that sometimes the more things you have, the more worry, right, the more material wealth that I have, the more worry that I have. Now again, to be clear, does material wealth provide one with a certain sense of nachas ruach, a certain sense of tranquility? Of course, if I could pay my bills, I know that I have a nice and comfortable lifestyle, of course it could provide tranquility. But also understand that often the more things a person has, the more material worries they have in this world as well. So once again, part of this theme of prioritization, that you often think that if I just had more, in the material sense, I'd be so much happier and I'd be so much more content. So the first thing the Mishnah tells us is just understand, sometimes if you have more physical, that just means more to decompose in the earth after you leave. And number two, just understand that with more material wealth may come certain comforts, but often without even realizing it, comes a whole new set of worries as well. Mar ba'avadim, mar begezel, mar b'shvachas, mar b'zima, mar b'noshim, mar b'kshavim. So this next section, the more servants a person has, the more theft, the more maidservants, the more immorality, the more wives, the more sorcery. So while each of these really means something a little bit different, Rabbi Yonah kind of groups it together and says, I am responsible for what happens in my home. You see, at the end of the day, servants, maidservants were known for theft and immorality. Sometimes, again, he says, what does witchcraft or sorcery have to do with wives? So he's talking about in a polygamous society where a man could be married to more than one woman. Sometimes, again, that having to share the attention of a husband with other wives could cause women to resort to all types of mechanisms or all types of tools in order to gain her husband's affection, even sorcery and witchcraft. Again, without delving into the details of these specific examples, the Rabbi Yonah understands, I am responsible for what happens in my home. I am responsible for how my spouse behaves. I'm responsible for how my servants behave. I'm responsible for how my children behave. There's a certain sense of collective responsibility that a person has for the members of his household. Now, this in and of itself is fascinating because what does that mean? In other words, I can't be fully responsible for what my spouse does, or for that matter, for what my kids do, or even for what my servants do, because everyone has free will. Everyone has b'chira chavshis, and they have the ability to behave as they see fit. That is true. But at the end of the day, my obligation is to create an atmosphere in which there are expectations of the highest levels of moral behavior. That's the idea. It's creating and setting expectations. Here is the expectation that we have of each other in marriage. Here is the expectation that parents have of children. And again, if there's a household staff, here are the expectations of that staff. Mar b'Torah, mar b'chaim. So again, the more Torah, the more life. So this one, again, is also beautifully self-explanatory. Again, the truth is, it's not a guarantee that if you have a lot of Torah, you're going to live to an old age. But sometimes, you know, when we've seen the words of Chazal, even when we've seen the Torah itself, about brachas of longevity, you know, longevity can be measured in one of two ways. Longevity can be measured in lifespan. A person, you know, biologically lives for a long time. But we all know that sometimes a person could have a biologically long life, but it doesn't mean it's a meaningful life. So often, longevity could also be measured in terms of quality. That mar b'Torah, the more Torah, the more spirituality, the more holiness, the greater connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that a person has. Mar b'chayim, there's more to life. Doesn't necessarily mean that there's going to be a longer life, but there is more to life, the quality of life, the substance of my life, the depth of my life is so much greater and so much better when there is a thick layer of spirituality that is a part of my day-to-day living. Incredible. We go on. Mar b'chachma, mar b'yeshiva. So here the Rabbi understands this. I mean, Ratzon Olomar, chachmas ha-svara va-pilpul, sha'al yedeizehu mar b'yeshiva, kevah tamid l'mishmoa. Rabbi Nilan understands this over here like in a very specific way, that he says the more wisdom one acquires, that's mar b'chachma, mar b'yeshiva, the more others will flock to him to learn with him and from him. That's lashon yeshiva, people sitting together and learning together and growing together. So the more one works on his own personal wisdom, the more others will be drawn to him to learn more as well. I think what it also means on a different level is mar b'chach, mar b'yeshiva, the more wisdom a person acquires. And remember, this really goes back to what we just said before. Mar b'Torah, mar b'chayim, the more Torah you have, ultimately, again, the more life, the greater your quality of life. And the more Torah one has, and the greater the quality of life, mar b'chachma, the more wisdom, life wisdom a person acquires. The more wisdom a person acquires, mar b'yeshiva. Yeshiva means to sit. You know, if you think about it, like the lashon of yeshiva, like vayeshev Yaakov, is a lashon of tranquility, right? As opposed to running around, yeshiva means tranquility. The more spirituality, the more holiness, the more Torah, and therefore by extension, the more wisdom one has, mar b'yeshiva, there's a certain sense of tranquility. Where does the tranquility come from? The tranquility comes from the knowledge that I'm living a good life. It doesn't mean everything, you know, fits into place exactly and everything goes as it's supposed to go. But l'maisef, I'm living a life of holiness, a life of kiddusha, a life of avodas Hashem. Mar b'chachma, I'm living a life of wisdom. I have goals, I have dreams, I have aspirations, I want to accomplish, I am accomplishing, continuing to accomplish. Mar b'yeshiva, there's a certain sense of tranquility that comes with all of that. Mar betzdaka, mar b'shalom. So this is beautiful. That ultimately, again, he says, hanosin tzedaka. So literally, the more tzedaka, the more peace. Hanosin tzedaka, al yidei shenenin mimamono, oavin oso, umar b'shalom ba'olam. So when I give tzedaka, and ultimately, again, I'm able to help others, by definition, that engenders a sense of shalom. It engenders a sense of peace. It engenders a sense of togetherness. Pretty self-explanatory. The more tzedakah you give, the more shalom you create in the world. By helping others, it's not just that you're addressing a particular need, a particularly acute situation, but literally I'm creating a sense of shalom in this world. He goes on, He also, the Rabbi Nirono also explains over here, he says, V'gam kinosin itzelachim lasot tzedakah. It also refers to someone who gives counsel to others to give tzedakah. So in other words, not only am I giving, but I'm encouraging others to do the same. Excuse me. That creates, that creates a sense of shalom in the world. And lastly, the Rabbi Nirono writes, Kana shem tov, kana liatzmo. If you acquire a good reputation, that's yours. That's yours. And this is also a very profound idea that there are many things in life that we acquire that we can't really claim possession to. But the identity you make for yourself, the name you acquire for yourself, that's yours. That's yours. Kana liatzmo. Kana lo divrei Torah. Kana lechaye l'abba. And again, the Mishnah ends off with this seemingly, you know, reinforcing this need to acquire spiritual accomplishment. That just know, you acquire Torah, not only does Torah give you greater quality of life, and not only does Torah endow you with a sense of tranquility, but Torah gives you all of these positive byproducts in this world, and it's also yours for the world to come. Okay, we will stop over here. Shkayach, everyone, wishing everyone a wonderful day.